הלבנה מתחדשת בכל חודש וחודש. מדברים כמו, the moon, it's rejuvenated every month. ועל ההתחדשות, and the fact החדוש ברוך הוא does everything gradually, שהיא עת עת גדלה ומאירה יותר, חכמים, made for us a ברכה. ברוך אתה השם אלוקים מלך העולם, אשר במאמרו ברא שחרים, etc. ברוך אתה השם, מחדש חודשים. דת הקדוש ברוך הוא is the one, מחדש חודשים. We know that it's really, it's one of the proofs of Torah Mishamayim is that, you know, they never knew exactly how much, how long is the cycle of the Levana. And not too long ago, they put thing on the moon, I don't know, nuclear system, and they came out that it's every almost 30 days, 29 plus, exactly the cheshbon that the Gemara says, that Rav Shmuel Gamliel said, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that we have a Kabbalah. Where do we have the Kabbalah? Before science got there, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this information, how long it takes for the Hitchatshut HaLevana. Now, אין מברכין על הלבנה, על הלבנה, אלא כשהיא זורחת ונהנים מאורה. See, we have to make a bracha when we really enjoy the illumination, the light of the moon. And so the Chaber says, you can't say it earlier than third of the month. Because it takes a few nights. Right? The Chaber says, לכתחילה, we should wait seven days. Why 7 days? Because then you have substantial amount of light. You need the or levana. But b'di'eved, even according to Mechaber, like, you know, after 3 days, you could say the bracha. And we're going to talk more about the details. But you know, the lechatchila, en mevarchin al levana, ele kashi zurachat v'nehenim me'ora, that we enjoy the light. אבל אם יש עננים עבים, if there is thick clouds covering it, even though behind the clouds you could notice that the moon is out there, that you cannot make a bracha. If it's thick clouds, you cannot do. אם יש שם עננים עבים שמחצים אותה ולא נהנים, because then if you have these clouds, dark, heavy clouds, you're not nehene from the light. So then lo yivarech, you cannot make a bracha. But if the clouds are like, you know, thinner, and you do are nehene, right, so then you could make bracha. Im beracha lelevanam, if you first make the bracha, b'toch ha-bracha, kisu ota ananim avim. And while when we started the bracha, it was pretty much clear. And then you have thick ananim come, kisu oto ananim avim, yamshech et habracha. So then you could continue, because when you made the bracha, it was kosher, so to speak. Ve'im gideh, ve'im godem habracha. But if, before you say the bracha, ro'eh she'ananim mitkarvim u'meila, he says that, you know, the clouds are coming, mitkasa l'chatchili yamtim. So you should wait, ad she'istalgu ha'ananim, right, till they move. Baruch Hashem, I think this is one of the blessings of Los Angeles, is that, you know, we hardly have problems, b'li ayin hara, to say Birkat HaLevana. But other places, it's not so easy. In Yerushalayim, a lot of clouds come, go, etc. So these kind of situations could come up. There is a famous story about Rabbeinu Yitzchak Abu Chatzira, that he was, I think at the time, this boy was 8 years old, it says over here. It was Mutzai Yom Kippurim Tafresh Kafchet. It's a Tafresh, so what, it's like 150 years ago probably. In Morocco, they went to be Mekadesh Levana, Rabbeinu Yaakov Abu Chatzera. Abu Chatzera is the head of the Abu Chatzeras ever. I think it's the father of Baba Sali. So then it was, they went, and it was very, very thick. And so the father tells his, right, Rabbi Yaakov, tells the Beno HaKatan Yitzchak, Shaya Az Keben Shmona Shanim, This is Yitzchak Abuchatzer was only 8 years old. And already, I mean, he knew Kabbalah, etc. And he told him, tell the Levana shetitgaleh. You want to make a bracha? And those thick clouds. Miher hayered lemaleh mevukashu shel aviv adagul. Hifna et mabotu klape mala. So he looked at the Levana, v'tziva la Levana litgalot. And he commanded the Levana to reveal itself. Kol ha'gal ha'gadosh. Huka betatema. Everybody was shocked. Right, so really the ananim went away, right, and then they were able to say the bracha, and they knew that, you know, this kid already at that age, what kind of kedusha he had, very, very exceptional. I mean, you're going to see, there are stories about Rav Avadia also, I think, that, you know, once he wanted to make Birkat HaLevana, we'll see later, but we have to realize that this, the whole thing about Itchatshut HaLevana, the Gemara says, right, the source is Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Mevarech Al Chodesh Bizmano Keilu Mekabel Pene Shechina. Right, this is Gemara Sanhedrin. Bezat Shem after Bava Batra. Right, it's Masechet Sanhedrin Mem Bet Amud Aleph Kol Mevarech Al Chodesh Bizmano, which means Birkat HaLevana, when it does it in its proper time. The proper time, we said, it's after Gimel. After before third of the month, you can't, right? Because there's no light. So when a person does it bizmano, keilu mekabel penei shechina. This is the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan the Gemara, and ma'alam miyuchedet yeshel baracha. Kol ha'mevarech al ha'chodesh, right? Ve'amar Rabbi Shmuel ilmale zachu b'nei Yisrael la'achbil. We say it part of Birkat HaLevana. Rabbi Shmuel says, ilmale zachu b'nei Yisrael ela lehagbil p'nei avim shebashamayim pam achat b'chodesh. In other words, when we do Birkat HaLevana, it's like we're going in front of the king, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Abaye, ho'ilu b'Birkat HaLevana mekabelim p'nei shechina, tzarich levarcha me'umad. That's why we are supposed to say Birkat HaLevana standing. Right? I mean, somebody who is not able, it's not ma'akev, but lechatchila mipnei kvod ha'shechina. Right. So it's good that your person is a larger crowd and also to be dressed properly. That's why Motzei Shabbat, because anybody is already, right, is wearing Shabbat clothing, it's more appropriate to say Birkat HaLevana as ulhakbil et penei ha'shechina ribich ananya. Ben HaRashi Omer Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu.